Okay, here we go. Question one of this week's Know Your Sport. Number one. Vincent Kompany, the scorer of the only goal in Monday's Titanic Manchester Derby, hails from which country? That's question one. Question two. In this year's World Snooker Championship, the great Stephen Hendry, he had quite the tournament. He scored a 1-4-7 break, and then he went on to defeat world champion John Higgins before losing last night to which player? That's number two. Number three. Who has been, just today, announced as the new head coach of the Munster rugby team? Question four. Derek Burnett, or Burnett, excuse me, from Longford, qualified today for his fourth successive Olympic Games. In what event will he compete for Ireland in London this summer? And question five. I'll run through them again now in a second. But question five. Sticking with the Olympics, Britain's Academy of Royal Medical Colleges issued a statement this week expressing their disgust at which company's sponsorship of the games. Right, so we're going to run through them again from the top. Number one, Vincent Kompany, the scorer of the only goal in Monday's Manchester Derby, hails from which country? Question two, in this year's World Snooker Championship, Stephen Hendry scored a 1-4-7 break and defeated world champion John Higgins before losing to which player? Question three, who has been just today announced as the new head coach of the Munster rugby team? Question four. Derek Burnett from Longford qualified for his fourth successive Olympics today. In what event will he compete for Ireland in London next summer? And finally, sticking with the Olympics, Britain's Academy of Royal Medical Colleges issued a statement this week expressing their disgust at which company's sponsorship of the games. And there we go. We'll have the answers for those towards the end of the programme. Give them a go. Okay, question one. Vincent Kompany, the scorer of the only goal in Monday's Manchester Derby, hails from which country?
Belgium. I think I know two of these.
Very good. He's Belgian. That's
he's
great.
Belgian, yeah. Great player.
Number two, in this year's World Snooker Championship, Stephen Hendry, the former multiple champion, scored a 1-4-7 break and defeated current world champion John Higgins before, unfortunately, losing heavily, has to be said, to which player?
Well, I'm an avid snooker fan. Stephen Maguire.
Stephen Maguire, that's correct. Number three, who was just today announced as the new head coach of the Munster senior rugby team?
Don't know. A Kiwi.
Yeah, indeed. Rob Penny is his name.
Mm-hmm. Where did he come from? I don't know. New Zealand. But
he is, I believe, the coach of the New Zealand under 20 team.
All right, okay.
Number four, Derek Burnett, Longford man, qualified for his fourth successive Olympics today. In what event will he compete in London next summer?
Sorry, Longford people, don't know.
You don't. He could be Longford's greatest ever sportsman.
Oh dear.
He is going to compete in his fourth Olympics in the Olympic trap clay pigeon shooting.
Well, I was going to go for archery.
Well,
not fair.
Different
off.
Weapon, you wouldn't be too fair. And finally, number five, sticking with the Olympics, Britain's Academy of Royal Medical Colleges issued a statement this week expressing their disgust at which company's sponsorship of the games.
My lucky guess was McDonald's.
You're right, it is McDonald's. Not only are McDonald's one of the main sponsors of the Olympics, but they get the right, exclusive right to sell food on the campus, including a two-story, 1,500-seater restaurant in the Olympic Village. There you go. Now, more next week, folks. Same time, same channel.